set up a fence. You'd have to dig holes for the...
The post. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, then you how would you do that? You take the wire?
Well, nowadays they got post hole diggers that you can fasten on the back of your tractor now and dig post holes, but we used to dig them lots with just the old hand post hole diggers.
Mm-hmm.
Dig the holes and put your post in it and then tamp your dirt around it. And then stretch your wire good and tight and nail it to your post.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a fence or a wall that's made out of loose stone or rock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen walls made out of rock. Seen houses made out of rock.
What did they call us?
A rock house or a stone house or... Some people use the word stone, some people say rock.
What about the wall? You just call it a...
Rock wall.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And, say, if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in her nest to fool her?
Well, you put a nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy them made out of glass. Look just like a... egg, real shape, just like an egg, and call them nest eggs. That you keep a nest egg out so she wouldn't move her nest. Now, that wouldn't make her lay. Because if she had to lay, she'd just have to lay if she's laying. She might move her nest and go somewhere else and lay, you know.
Mm-hmm. And say if you had a real good set of dishes. They'd probably be made out of...
Well, silverware or china.
Okay. Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
An egg made out of chinaware?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think so.
What was that called? Just...
I don't remember. I sure don't.
And what did you used to carry water in?
You mean to the field or to the house?
To the house.
What bucket? You use water buckets.
Uh-huh.
Bring in your water.
What about to the field?
Carry water to the field in maybe a bucket or a jug.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, used to use jugs. Call them water jugs.
Milk
bucket.
What was that made out of?
Well, be a tin bucket or maybe aluminum bucket. Most people like to have aluminum buckets to milk in back in.
Mm-hmm. And something you might have to throw the scraps in for the hogs.
Slop bucket.
Okay. And say if you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everybody a
knife and fork and a spoon.
Okay. And if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Steak knife.
Okay. And say if after she washes the dishes, then she wiped them in clear water.
Drenches them in clear water. Yeah.
Okay. And what do you call that cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
Drying cloth.
Okay. And to bathe your face with, you have a...
Bath rag. We call them bath rags or bath cloth. Bath
and
rag back in, though.
Mm-hmm. To dry yourself off with, you have a...
bath towel.
And something that if you cut some flowers, you might put them in a
vase.
Okay. And